Chapter 3. August 13th, Saipan, Northern Marianas Islands. 50 feet above the limestone floor of a tropical forest, Kurt Kennedy braced himself as a gust of wind nearly dislodged him from his perch on the limb of a Pacific banyan tree. Kennedy had worn a few titles in his life, not all of which he was permitted to divulge, and arborist was not one of them. But Marianas fruit bats often roosted in the branches of banyan trees, and Kennedy's mission was to capture a few of these flying foxes. He rubbed the 2 days' stubble on his lined, tanned face. He'd settled into the tree the previous night while the bats were off foraging and had secured himself to the trunk with a harness and rope. At first, he'd slept well, but as the large bats, 8 to 10 inches long from head to rump, returned to the tree with the first graying of the dawn, seeking perches, they often crashed into the branches, disturbing other roosting bats, sometimes causing noisy fights. So Kennedy had given up on sleep and concentrated on capturing some specimens. He could see dozens of bats hanging upside down on nearby branches, wings wrapped around their bodies. He reached for a fine mesh net that was secured to a telescoping aluminum pole, extended it to a nearby bat, and gently dislodged the animal into the net. He didn't want to risk a bite from one of these creatures. Bats carried some pretty nasty diseases, even beyond rabies, which was what most people associated with them. So he wore heavy-duty leather gloves that extended above his wrists. There was no rabies in the Marianas, but if Kennedy's hunch was correct, these bats might be harboring something far more dangerous, something for which no vaccine existed, something that could lead to an agonizing, painful death. He eased the captured bat into a burlap sack and extended the net to a second, but instead of nudging the sleeping bat into the net, he bumped its side, too soon and too hard. With a shrill cry, the bat exploded from its roost and flew at Kennedy's face, wings stretched out in a 3-foot span, mouth open, revealing sharp teeth. Kennedy ducked, swiped at the bat with a gloved hand, and lost his perch on the branch. The harness and rope held, the bat returned to its roost. Swaying from the rope, Kennedy took several seconds to catch his breath and then slowly pulled himself back to his branch. He willed himself to be more patient. Kennedy figured that most people would have considered this kind of work to be tedious.